All right, we're going to get started again after our break. I'm my pleasure to introduce our next speaker, Professor Monica Ehrman. She is currently the Charles J. and Inez Wright Murray Distinguished Visiting Professor at SMU Dedman School of Law, where she will be joining as Professor of Law in the fall of 2023. She was previously Professor of Law and Faculty Director of the Oil and Gas, Natural Resources and Energy Center at the University of Oklahoma College of Law, where she led the Energy and Natural Resources Program. Her scholarly interests are in natural resources, property, oil and gas, and energy and environmental policy. Prior to teaching, she served as general counsel of a privately held oil and gas company in Dallas, and also a senior counsel with Pioneer Natural Resources and as an associate at Locklord. Before law school, Professor Ehrman worked as a petroleum engineer in upstream, midstream, and pipeline sectors of the energy industry. She received her petroleum engineering degree from the University of Alberta, her JD from the SMU Dedman School of Law, and Master's of Law from Yale Law School. Please welcome Professor Ehrman.
Hi everyone, can you hear me okay in the back? Okay, perfect. Well, first of all, thank you so much to the section. Thank you so much to UTCLE for this invitation to be here. You've already heard from my amazing colleague, brilliant scholar, Professor Coleman. So we're just coming up pony strong with another presentation. So I just wanted to get a kind of show of hands. I know we have colleagues online as well. But for the in-person, how many of you are new to oil and gas, maybe under 5 years? What? New? And then how many of you are kind of mid-career or senior career, the rest of you? Okay, so that'll be helpful just as I go through this presentation on trying to introduce new concepts for those who might be new, and then kind of adding to knowledge that those of you that have more experience are familiar with. So first off, what I'm about to say may or may not represent anyone I'm affiliated with. No better way to start a legal presentation than with a legal disclaimer. So the overview, what we're going to talk about today is the start of the oil and gas lease. And I really think the oil and gas lease is one of the most beautiful instruments in the world, sort of commercial and property instruments. And I know Professor Keffer here probably thinks the exact same thing. So it is an incredible instrument. It is shaped by over a century now of law. And its origins give us kind of insight in how it can be used and is used. But I think what is going to be the most pressing issue is future uses within the oil and gas lease. So how do we co-site, or how do we bring in, and if there's renewable operations, carbon capture, sequestration, uses that may not have been considered at the original time of the lease. So we'll talk about that and then follow up too with what you can do in practice. I will point you that most of the information, there's much more detailed information in the paper. The paper also has examples of clauses that if you're in transactions, you can use, and if you're in litigation, you can refer back to see what other clauses, how they've been interpreted. Okay, so we'll first start with a kind of description about what is the mineral estate, and then go into some of these ownership theories with a more introduction into the oil and gas lease. And then we are focusing on two clauses today. The first clause is the grant. So the grant is the clause that sort of gives us the estate. And that's very similar for those of you that have come from a land background, if you're landmen, land professionals, or if you do oil and gas transactions or title, it is the first part of the deed or the lease. So it is the granting clause. The next is the habendum clause. The habendum clause is time. So it is the duration of the lease. And after that, the remainder of the day, you'll learn about more clauses within the oil and gas lease. And then keeping in mind, it is both a conveyance and a contract. Like many other contracts, it has those very typical kind of back of the contract, venue, waiver, insurance, anything like that. All right, so that's kind of where we're going to start. Now, the property rights and estates, when we talk about the mineral estate, it's understanding what is the mineral estate. Typically, when we talk about the mineral estate, we're talking about subsurface. We know that the surface can be part of the subsurface. So thinking about this room as the subsurface.